appearances of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I am once again your host. Today is December 14th, 2014, in case you didn't know. And it's the 9 o'clock hour, and Sovereign Minds is on as usual. I would like to thank all of our sponsors in the North State who have been very good about keeping us on the air. You know who you are. I don't have my sister today, so I can't say she's here. She's out doing something with the troops.
Yeah, I think she's putting together packages, care packages for Christmas.
Care packages for the troops, the Lindas. So the Loompa Loompas are out there. I do have Red Smith with me as my co-host today from Sovereign. I'm sorry, from State of Jefferson, State of Mind. I'll get it out.
It's early and the coffee is not kicked
I'm
in.
I'm telling you, it's. I'll tell you, I
maybe
need
we can call it Jefferson State of Sovereign Mind.
Yeah, Sovereign State of Jefferson Mind.
That works.
We also have Bob in the studio with us, my trusted soundboard operator and all around producer, great guy, and all about town, gentleman and scholar. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Mark.
Okay, that'd give me a chance to slurp some more coffee. Right, yeah.
A man of few words, Bob is.
We're all missing Linda already.
Oh, boy.
Don't let her know that she's an integral part of this whole thing and that without her I can't get along.
Yeah, don't feed the ego.
Don't feed it because, that's how I get so much work out of her. I just keep looking at her going, what, that's it?
It's like those squirrels at the park. You know, feed one, and all of a sudden you turn around, there's 20 of them staring you down.
It's true. We are streaming worldwide. Moving on.
I'm reminded of that old saying, the beatings will continue until morale improves.
Ba-dum-bum-bum-tsh. So we're at KCNR, and this is KCNR1460.com. If you want to go to the chat room, you can call in at 530-605-4567. All our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can also friend me on Sovereign Minds on Facebook, and we're going to get that.
And you can also find the radio links under radio links at ShastaLantern.net.
Absolutely. The Shasta Lantern is up and running. We got a few more things that we're working on here, and pretty soon you can actually even pay for it.
By the day.
That's right. You can buy a subscription. So the quote of the day is, success is walking from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. That's Winston Churchill.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of appropriate.
I can just keep going.
It doesn't matter. The only time you actually fail is if you stop. That's the real deal. If you don't quit, you never fail. So what else have we got going on here today? We haven't got any veterans events because my sister's not here other than she's at a veterans event. And they're down there at the you got to buy tickets for that one, I think.
Well, Reads Across America is coming too, isn't it, or is that here?
Yeah, I'm not sure. She's the one that handles all this stuff. I never write any of this stuff down. That's her job.
Yeah, somebody always tells me, "Hey, you need to go to." Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even have a calendar. I just show up and they hand me notes and say, "Do this today." Yeah. Totally a straw boss.
Did you need the info on the event today?
Yeah, if you want to dig it up, Bob, it'd probably be helpful.
Oh, no, we had some alert listeners call in with it last hour when we were trolling for it.
Yeah, what do you got?
But it's at the Senior Center at 2290 Benton Drive from 2 to 7 this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Very good. We also have Toys for Tots, I see here, coming up on the 20th. 3 to 7 Memorial Hall on Yuba Street. It looks like you know, call or visit them today. Marine Corps 2014 Toys for Tots. Drop off $20 in unwrapped toys between December 1st and December 19th, and a drop box located outside their office on 153 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 300, Redding, California, 96002. What else you got there, Bob?
Oh, just that the admission was $15 this afternoon, but that's to help offset the shipping costs.
I see. Yeah. I see. Well, we might as well. We have a guest coming in today. I'm not sure exactly when he's going to show up. And I can't say his name for the life of me because it's like D'Souza, Panesh,
Panuka, isn't it?
Panuka, Panesh Danuka, is that it? Because I always want to get him mixed up with the guy who did America.
I know. I always want to say Dinesh D'Souza, and that's wrong. And I always mix him up.
I know. So it's like, yeah, he should be showing up here pretty soon, unless the ship is sinking and we're all on our own.
Yeah.
The Titanic is going for the iceberg. So I'm assuming he's coming in now. Bob knows how to say his name.
Sorry, I was on the phone there for a moment, but it's Dr. Piyush Danuka.
Piyush Danuka. Very good. Well, I'll remember that for about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And Terry would like to update us on the tea party tomorrow night.
Okay, very good. Our guest is here. He's in the studio. And what was his name again, Bob?
Terry. I think you're familiar with him.
Oh, no, the other one. Oh. I told you, it didn't take me 30 seconds.
Piyush Danuka.
Piyush Danuka. He's with us. Dr. Piyush. Mm-hmm. Morning. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. Morning. How are you?
Good, good, good. Well, before we get started, Terry's on the line. What you got, Terry?
Well, I just wanted to bring up what was happening at the Tea Party.
Okay, very good.
And that's tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at 2570 Bonnie View Road. Mark Baird will be speaking about the state of Jefferson.
Okay, very good.
He'll be speaking for around 25, 26 minutes. When he's done with that, he will take question and answer for about an hour.
Okay.
So this is a real chance for everyone to come. We have invited the Board of Supervisors. I believe Kayla did that. We also invited the City Council. And the press has also been invited. So I think it's going to be a big night, and it's an opportunity for people to hear Mark Baird speak on the state of Jefferson and get their questions answered. And hi, Dr. Pye. How you doing?
How are you?
Good, my friend.
Is that all
Looking
we have to do?
Forward to hearing from you.
So we just can call you Pie? I can remember that.
Yep.
All right. Very good. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Mark.
It's not what you call me. It's how you call me.
Oh, it's how you call him.
Exactly. Right. So it's got to be either Doctor or Mr. Pie.
Well, there you go, Mark. Don't wreck a good moment.
I'll try not to, Terry. I appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Thank you very much. That's 2570 Bonneview Road, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. If you want to learn about the state of Jefferson, there you have it. And great program this morning with Steve Baird. That was amazing.
Well, it is. Once you start digging into the finances of Jefferson and you look at the work that's been done on the numbers and you start to understand that day one out of the gate, the state of Jefferson can support itself by getting the California gorilla off its back.
Yeah, and with you and Steve and I know how hard you worked on it too, Red. I know you got the three of you worked on that. It was just marvelous. I'll let you get back to your show. Have a great show, guys. Looking forward to hearing what's going on this morning.
Yeah, we got to get the Hochstetter and the Sergeant Schultz up here for Red today because he's doing it pretty well, and I'm sure Bob will be able to pull it up for us. Let's see what else have we got here before we get started. I got a few stories that we can talk about. We can even talk about it with Dr. Pye. Every time we say pie, I'm getting hungry.
Well, I know that you're big on gun rights and things like that. One of the omnibus, one of the few good things in the omnibus spending bill that was passed is they're actually going to defund the EPA programs that are going to enforce the lead bullet ban.
So there's a bunch of good stuff in here, and that's probably where I want to go. But I also want to say that I think our Congressman Doug LaMalfa did the right thing.
Absolutely.
And I read what he did. I was really worried that he was going to go the wrong way, but he did the right thing. I think the calls in on the amnesty was big for me, but not anywhere as big as the Dodd-Frank repeal that went through, and we can talk about that as well. So there's a bunch of stuff here on the table, but I'll tell you, the first thing I want to talk about is Boehner. How's everybody? Everybody okay, all you Republicans out there with Boehner?
No, he's a Democrat.
So just because you put an R after your name. So if I start calling myself Dr. Mark, can I be Dr. Mark, Dr. Pie? I don't have to go do any schooling or nothing. I can just change my name. I'm Dr. Mark. Doc Mark.
Doc Mark.
Doc Mark.
Yeah, there's
sounds like Doc Holliday.
Yeah.
Well,
he's
not
a doctor; he just plays one on the radio.
There's a few comparisons that we could talk about there, but it's crazy because Boehner sided with who? Harry Reid and President Obama. Mm-hmm. Does anybody find that just a little bit strange, weird, treasonous? I don't know, something.
Well, here's the way that I see it, is everybody calls them, these Republicans, Mitch McConnell and Boehner and these other guys, Rhino Republicans. They're not Rhino Republicans. They're Democrats. They were, when the progressives and the socialists took over the Democratic Party, they forced the old school Democrats into the Republican Party. That's what you're looking at, is you're looking at an old-fashioned Democrat. That's what John Boehner and Mitch McConnell are.
It just fries me. I mean, you know, I'm at the point now, is like, have you guys got it? You know, I kept hearing about how Boehner's such a great guy. Boehner this, Boehner that. You can't believe everything you see on the internet. You know, Boehner's really on our team. And, you know, he's not a conservative, and he's really not on conservatives' team.
No, he's not. And he's just a little right wing of a socialist. That's a Democrat, really.
I think it's bought and paid for, because the two big things on here, like you say, were the amnesty. But when you look at the Dodd-Frank, it basically repealed Dodd-Frank.
Yeah.
And I've got some stuff on it. But most people don't realize what they just did. You know, they just basically put the American people on the hook for $300 trillion worth of derivatives that the bankers, or the banksters, that I like to refer to them as. Now, if they go under, or the derivatives go bad, or I shouldn't say now, or if, it's when the derivatives market goes bad, because it's starting to implode, the FDIC and the taxpayers are now in charge of taking and bailing them out, or bailing them in.
Let me see if I'm tracking this. The bankers tell a giant lie that the economy is collapsing, and if they don't get a whole bunch of taxpayer-funded bailout money, it's going to be basically financial Armageddon. So they take all of this money, actual wealth from the citizens, to do this bailout, so that they can gamble on derivatives in the stock market.
Yep.
And they just passed a bill that says if they screw that up, the taxpayers have to pay if they lose the money that they stole.
That's what was hidden in this bill.
Well, there is a surprise, guys.
Yeah,
it's very clear. Big government and big corporations are always in bed together.
Absolutely.
And both have a single purpose, which is to rule the individuals and small people.
Well, it just cracks me up, because you got the far left going, it's the corporations, and you got the far right going, it's the government, and you just said it all. It's really them together in bed, and they're ruling us all. So I think my sister, is it Lydia or Linda?
It is Lydia.
Okay, well, let's take the caller, Lydia, real quick, and then we're going to go to a break, and then we'll come back with Dr. Pi. I'm just going to stick to that, because every time I... are you there, Lydia?
Oh,
maybe she's not there.
No, try it now.
Try it there. Okay, Lydia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I just wanted to inject a thought here. I think what Dianne Feinstein has done is disgusting, and I hope it comes back to bite her. In view of that, she was, chastising the CIA, who has kept us safe for 12, 13 years. But this afternoon on We the People from 12 to 2, the man who waterboarded Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is going to be on that program. And I think it would help everybody if they would listen to what he's got to say. And I still think I would much rather be waterboarded than droned. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thanks a lot, lady. We appreciate that.
Bye.
We'll talk to you later. Okay. With that, are we ready to go to break, Bob? Let's go to a break, and then we'll come back with Dr. Pi, and we'll actually introduce him properly.
Yeah.
And then let's see what his thoughts are.
You're listening to Sovereign Minds on AM 1460 KCNR.
I'll go find a the network want to treat me right. Y'all can take the change and stick it out of sight. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country.
There's nothing like being home for the holidays. Yet our animal shelter is full of wonderful dogs and cats that may not have a home of their own this holiday season. During the months of November and December, Haven Humane Society is challenging the community to give 200 shelter pets a home for the holidays. Adoption fees are discounted up to 50%. Please give a shelter dog or cat a place to call home this holiday season. Follow our challenge on Facebook and visit Haven Humane Society at 7449 Eastside Road to bring home the greatest gift of all this holiday season.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have turned.
Well, I think we're going to talk about Obamacare here in a little while. Yeah, that was Mr. Grinch. I was kind of thinking of our president, Commander in Thief, Chief.
Commander in Thief.
Yeah, Commander the Commander in Thief. And Thief. Mm. Yeah, I was kind of thinking of him when I saw that song. So, anyway, we want to introduce our guest. I don't want to call him Pi because.
Dr. Panesh Nanuka.
I'm going to just look at Red every time we have to introduce him. And Dr. Panesh.
Paiesh Danuka.
Paiesh Danuka. I'll get it. I will. But I've really admired you for quite some time from a distance, actually. And, your journey into this country and the things you have to say about, you know, coming from India and the caste system and how it was there and the opportunities here. We got a caller on the line, though. Let's get him, Billy Bob for Red, and then let's get to our guest.
Yes, I'm sorry to interrupt this segment with the doctor. But
no, it's all right. Go ahead.
Hey, Red, on the previous program with the assets not being mentioned, meaning the state of Jefferson would obviously pick up all the assets that are in this area, and that was not mentioned, which is a big item, I think. Okay. We'd get the state buildings, we'd get the CHP cars and everything else. Is that correct? And I'll take my answer off the air. Sorry to interrupt.
Not a problem. In the Jefferson viability model, one of the things that is the one of a base precept of that is, according to the United States Supreme Court and precedent in several cases, and according to California's own state attorney general, the state of Jefferson absorbs the assets, the cars, the dump trucks, the roads, the bridges, the buildings.
So you don't have to start over.
Yeah, all of it. Yeah. And at no cost or expense to us, because those were purchased in good faith for the people in what would be the Jefferson counties. Thank you for pointing that out. So we start with the infrastructure in place and a financial model that makes us sustainable.
Wow, that's amazing. Maybe if I get involved in the conversation, we'll actually talk about sound money.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge one. Anyway, let's get to our guest, the doctor, here. And I wanted you to go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself. Where you came from, you know, what your philosophy on life is. Give us some information about yourself.
First of all, thank you for having me and inviting me here. And that was a very generous and kind introduction. My story is less about me, it's about American dream. And if we admire something, we should admire American dream.
Well, what is the American dream to you?
that's a beautiful question. And let me try to encapsulate that a little later. But let me give you the basis behind my philosophy. So, well, I grew up in a very small town in a very, not exactly very poor, but lower middle class family in India. I was lucky enough to go to a great medical school in India, met my wife there, and we belong to different worlds, different castes. If you know about Indian caste system, very
some
a little bit, different levels of are attained over time, is my understanding.
So basically,
how much mobility is there between
zero?
Zero. Okay.
So basically, it's a God ordained system when everybody is stationed according to their bloodline and birth.
So
in four classes.
So in order to get to the next caste, you actually have to die
and reborn
and be reborn into
exactly
that caste.
Exactly.
Yes.
So the top class is priests, second is warriors, third is traders or business, and fourth are, which is the majority of the people, are the untouchables, which are so dirty and untouchable that just touching them can make you dirty, so you should not even let their shadow fall on you.
It sounds to me kind of like a scheme for the people in power to retain it.
Absolutely, it is, because 95% of the people belong in the second last category.
Right.
So,
and there's not as many in the top caste, I would assume.
Of course not. Of course not. Just like any
It's not like God said that we're going to put, 500 million here and, 500 million here.
It's quite the contrary.
Yeah. So there's like 10 at the top and the rest of you guys are not good, you know?
So, basically, unlike here, when we believe all men are created equal, according to the Declaration of Independence, they believe all men are created unequal, and they should stay unequal.
Wow.
That's the other thing. And they should just do their duty according to the station they're born in without trying to change their station.
So what is their duty? I mean, the bottom guys, they just work?
Serve.
Others. So it's kind of like there's one caste. I mean, in the feudal system, you had the serfs, the nobles, and the kings, or the monarchy, the hierarchy. So what do we have there? We have the serfs, the
priests, then the warriors, then the business or traders, and then the servants or slaves or untouchables.
So the priests are the top guys.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
So it's more of a theological.
It is. It's a central. It's a core of Hindu philosophy.
You're a theocracy.
I got to add one thing too. When you say all men are created equal, it says right in the Constitution, all men are created equal. That doesn't mean we're all equal as time goes by.
The equality
is the law, though.
Equality is about the natural rights,
right?
God-given rights, not equality in terms of
talents.
Like we have equal car,
right?
Or we have equal money. Equality in terms of natural rights.
Yeah, see, because you got to be specific about that, because these communist socialist guys think that.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, you got a couple of cars. You got a nice car, and I don't have one. Well, you need to give me, your other car, because that's going to make us equal on a social justice plane.
Right, I'll give you my other car. How much you want to pay for it?
Never mind.
So, just to continue with the thought that, so we got married across caste and class lines also.
So were you higher or lower than your wife?
Well, yeah, my wife is always higher than me.
Well, I can tell that you have a happy marriage.
That's a secret to happy marriage. So, we did face a lot of adverse consequences to that. Because of that, then we were blessed with a daughter. And once my daughter was born, I swore to myself that my daughter would not grow up in India. And the only place to go was to America. And initially, we thought it was because America is a rich country and a lot of money will make life better.
Mm-hmm.
However, after moving here and I've been here for almost 18 years, 19 years or so, I realized that the money was not the cause of good life, but rather the result of good life here.
Right.
Yeah.
And the question is, what is that good life? And that's what the American dream is. The good life is the freedom of an individual to live according to his own wishes without being ruled by other people and without being brainwashed by other people.
That's starting to change.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, you can see it. Even from when I was a little boy in America, we were much freer, had much more liberty than even in the last 20 years. It's just slow encroachment. And it seems like we always end up with the ruling class at the top. You look at the Clintons. It used to be the Kennedys and the Rockefellers. You know, now we got the Clintons and the Bushes.
Mm-hmm. Well, liberty has a price to pay. Yep. God gave us freedom, but it's our job to secure it.
And eternal vigilance, I think.
And eternal vigilance.
Yeah.
And we are the beneficiary of it in this country.
Yep.
The way the country was founded, based on the Declaration of Independence, which said all men are created equal with certain inalienable rights.
Right.
Amongst them, life, liberty, justice, and pursuit of happiness. That's the very soul of America. That's a very American dream. And
I think we've got to clear one thing up there, too. It says unalienable rights. Okay. It didn't say all aliens have rights.
Well, you see, that's one that's a sticking point with me is the illegal immigration, and we don't deal with it. But the flip side of that coin is why is the immigration system in this country so broken? Why is it so difficult to become a citizen of this country? Is if you look decades ago at Ellis Island, we could process literally thousands of immigrants a day and put them through the system.
I'm sure the doctor can give us a great perspective on this. Here's my perspective, and let's see if you feel the same. My perspective is that we should have as much immigration as that we can handle.
Absolutely.
As long as they are assimilated and understand that you don't show up here for a free ride, you don't show up here for benefits, you don't show up here to get anything from the citizens of, you show up here to be free and be able to have the ability or the opportunity to work towards your dream and not have it handed to you or government justice or, you know, government, you know, redistribution. The American dream is based on liberty and the ability to create your own dream, not have it handed to you.
Absolutely. In fact, if I can give a comparison, in my opinion, there's an old saying which says that don't give a poor man a fish, a hungry man a fish, teach him how to fish. Mm-hmm. My statement would be a little bit different. It would be, you don't have to give me a fish, you don't have to teach me how to catch a fish. But if I catch a fish, you better step away from it.
Yeah.
So that everybody will be happy.
It's mine. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Otherwise, under the current regime's ideological slant is that who's ever the best fisherman had better provide fish for everybody else or else.
Well, mm-hmm. That's actually worse than what Marx suggested. Karl Marx, his suggestion was to each according to his ability.
Right.
And from to each according to his work and from each according to his ability. Right now, what they are saying is to each according to his greed and from each according to his laziness.
Absolutely.
So they're actually Marx must be turning in his grave saying that I never said that lazy people should be fed. Love it feeding the lazy people.
Well, and it's even worse than that in a way, too, because they're being misled into thinking that that's going to make them more prosperous. What it does is it actually makes everybody less prosperous. Absolutely. And I get so tired of the evil, rich, greedy thing, you know something? I've seen more evil, poor, greedy people than I have ever seen rich, greedy people.
So there are two kinds of people in this world.
I got one to that. It's three, but go ahead.
On one dimension.
I understand.
In one certain dimension, those who want to work hard and feed themselves and their family and their community. And those who are the second type, those who want to feed off others without working. And in this second category, there are some may be poor and some may be rich.
And you got to divide that because there's some people that can work that will not.
The laziness.
And then there's some people that can't work. And there's a difference.
Absolutely. I think that as a Christian current value, you take care of people around you, your family, your community, your anybody. I mean, I believe that when Jesus' example, he would wash the feet of the poor and dirty and sick. Right, so we take care of the people who cannot take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. That's our responsibility.
See, under our example, the Roman guards would come in, they would pick us out of the crowd, and they would put swords on us and say, you need to wash this guy's feet or we're going to stick you. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really what's going on now. So let me give you my three kinds of people. There's three kinds of people. There's people that watch things happen. There's people that make things happen, and then there's people that wonder what happened.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of people out there that are wondering what's happening simply because they will not do their homework and they're lazy and they don't understand the difference between liberty and slavery, because that's really what we're talking about in a socialist system, a Marxist system, is you end up being a slave to the government. And the hierarchy in the government always seems to, so you end up developing another form of the feudal system or the caste system.
Well, I think there's a lot there too, because if you look at people of my generation, the generations that are coming after me, a lot of them have disengaged.
Right.
Because they look at the future and it's pretty bleak, and they take the attitude of, why am I going to invest in something that's going to fall down? Why am I going to do this so that they take away from me, and then when it's my turn to get something, it's not going to be there? Why am I going to engage and cooperate with a system like
that? So they're going underground. A lot of them are just going underground. I talked to a guy the other day, and he goes, we know we're screwed.
Yeah.
That's his exact words. We know we're screwed.
And I just wish it would hurry up and get here so we can start to rebuild.
Well, another guy I taught, you know, I listened to a lot of stuff, but this is what we're going through right now. We'll get more into it, is that instead of jumping off the ladder at the third rung, what we've done through this massive debt machine, this counterfeiting at the federal level through the Federal Reserve, the bankers and so forth, is now we're getting ready to jump off the 20th rung of the ladder. They've blown this bubble up to the point that it's the insanity is when this pops. There's so much energy built up in it now that it's going to be a lot worse now than if we had solved this problem, you know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago.
Well, we Americans never do anything small.
Well, I guess we have to go to a break. So this is KCNR 1460. You're listening to, Sovereign Mind Radio. And we'll be back in a minute.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, your Christmas of white, but I have a blue
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would like to invite you to join us December 14th at 2 o'clock for the Northern California Christmas for the Troops program, the Homeward Bound Christmas. We're going to have live music with the Lou White Band, a great barbecue, and we're going to be packing 400 boxes and sending these boxes overseas to our military personnel across the world. Please join us if you'd like to give us a call. The phone number is 222-2282. Help us make a Merry Christmas for our military personnel around the world.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free 1-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Grandma got molested at the airport. Flying home to our house Christmas Day. They groped her breast and manhandled her hoo-ha. They ought to be arrested, TSA. Her metal hip set the alarm off, so they had to pat her down. But they patted her so roughly that her Depends underwear fell to the ground. She never felt so violated.
I know. I shouldn't have done that. But I couldn't. Their attack, I couldn't help myself.
Yeah.
I think this is part of the Liberty thing, too.
It is. It is.
I think we better, I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
Wow. We probably should fade out.
Does it just go downhill from there?
The FCC is on their way.
I'm sure they are. You know, I mean, I almost wanted to get up there. I was looking at a song. It was Chipmunks Roasting on an Open Fire, and oh man, that's right up my alley. I mean, you know, a little
squirrel ain't bad. I've never tried chipmunk. Didn't seem like there was enough meat on them to bother.
Well, they're like little squirrels.
Yeah.
You know, you make stew. Anyway, sorry.
Like boneless honey barbecue wings.
Takes the chipmunk song to a whole new level. Anyway, let's get back to our conversation. And where did we leave off? We were talking about a lot of different issues and you know, the American dream. And let's talk about redistribution of income or power, because, you know, this idea that you can have equality out there, of income and a quality, you know, of talent and a quality of drive and ambition and a quality of everything's got to be equal, you know, well, that's just not a workable economic system. And that's really what we're talking about here. This is all about economics, because if you control the economics, you control the country, you control the people.
Well, that's, I mean, in that model, to even attempt it, you have to bring everybody to the lowest common denominator. You can't grab and put upwards. You can't bring everybody to the level of the top, but you can attempt to bring everybody down to the lowest common denominator.
Yes, absolutely.
The biggest problem with this philosophy is who gets to redistribute and what is redistributed.
Bingo. Mm-hmm.
When we talk about income equality compared to the equality of natural God-given rights, what you're missing here is that in order for income equality or wealth equality, first you have to take it from the producers and then redistribute it to the people who are not producing enough for whatever mm-hmm. reason, for their own fault or for the fault of system. It doesn't matter. In order for that to be done, those assets, those income, that wealth, those production has to be first centralized. And as Obama very well put it before his first election, that we're going to redistribute the wealth. In order for that to be done, they have to first capture the wealth, because government doesn't produce any wealth. Mm-hmm. It's produced by the people, by the individuals. And once they capture that wealth and centralize it and control it, two things happen. First, corruption. Those who control it become corrupt and keep part of that wealth for themselves and their friends or their supporters.
Say it ain't so.
Well, to highlight that, in California, the high-speed rail that nobody wants, they just awarded the bid contract on the first stage of the high-speed rail. You know who got the contract for that?
I'm going to say Nancy Pelosi's brother-in-law.
Dianne Feinstein's husband.
Oh, I missed it by that much.
You were close.
But that's an example of that corruption.
Okay. And it's there. If you see the bailouts which happened between 2006 and 10, they were a couple of trillion dollars. If you gave that much money to the people who were under poverty,
they could have bought a house for everyone.
Everyone. Yeah. And they could have lived a good life.
It was like $260,000 mm-hmm. or $220,000.
Do you know, or does anyone know, a single person who got that money?
No. There's a pregnant pause there.
So where did that money go?
Yeah.
It went to some people, right?
It went to the worldwide casino for the bankers.
So those who blame, those who say that, government is bad, right? But on the other hand, the other people say, oh, no, government is good. The corporation is bad. The reality is they both are in bad with each other. Big government, big corporation, anything big. So mm-hmm. number one thing that happens is corruption.
It's fascism.
Second thing happens is bad thing. You're absolutely right, fascism. Second thing which bad happens is waste. Because anything too big, any big machine is also inefficient.
Well, and the waste seems to get siphoned off to the right guys.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So third thing which happens is, in order for them to take over this wealth, they have to use the violence or the threat of violence. Any tax is equal to violence. Because mm-hmm. no tax can be enforced without violence or a threat of violence.
Well, that's what law is. I mean, if you go back to the treatise by called The Law by Frederick Batista, I think it's pronounced, he said law is force, period.
Period. Mm-hmm. And taxation. So part of the law is to protect the individual, but yeah. part of the law is taxation or to enforce the will of the ruling class.
Well, mm-hmm. and you take that a little further. If you can't force it, then it's really not law.
Exactly.
Because if you can't get anybody to do it, you can write all the laws that you want.
Law is collective force.
It has to be able – you have to be able to enforce it in order to make it so.
Right. But when there are so much concentration of power in few hands, then they choose to – they are free to choose that which laws to enforce and which not to, as our current government is doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it just – I have to break in here because – just in the last month or two, there's been some big revelations that come out of the banking system, you know, whistleblowers and so forth, a couple of attorneys. And, you know, one of them was working at the Fed and was supposed to be overseeing Goldman Sachs.
Yes.
And so she basically said during these meetings, she was told when our clients and our guys get to a certain level of income, then they don't get enforced anymore. And this is an attorney. She said, like, the bells started going off, the red sirens. I was like, wait a minute. You know, in the America, the rule of law and equal protection under the law is supposed to apply to everyone equally. Well, nah, that's not really how it works, is it?
Well, who was our Treasury Secretary? Who was in charge of? Who was this?
Timothy Geithner. I was going to say, right?
That's the greatest example.
Little Timmy.
So all these people who are in control of finances in the government are actually the same people who are making the financial system on the Wall Street.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But if you take an example, in a recent case of Garner in Staten Island, who died,
right.
It has turned into a racial issue. But the reality is, it's not a racial issue.
Yeah.
It's an issue is, should a guy die for a small economic activity like selling cigarettes?
Right.
Yeah. Why should there be such a huge tax?
Well, and it comes down to, I totally agree with what you're saying, but what it comes down to is that, again, we're back to the force, because it doesn't matter whether that guy was black or white.
Right.
I'll tell you what, if I was out there selling cigarettes, and I'm a pretty big guy, and I started resisting arrest, if you don't think they wouldn't choke me out in a heartbeat, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've actually been involved in a few of those little skirmishes before in my younger days, and guess what? They don't discriminate whether you're black or white.
I agree with you. That's exactly what I'm saying, that it's, they're dividing us in blacks.
That comes from up above.
Yes, that's the whole intention of that. But the reality is, it's all about control. It's all about taxation. It's all about force.
Yep.
And that's the problem happens with the redistribution.
Yep.
So that's why I'm against the concept of redistribution of wealth. What I feel we need is redistribution of power. What we need is power to be retained by the people, the individual, at the grassroots level.
Following the fundamentals of the government that was laid out for us in the beginning.
Absolutely. You know, you can't even mix this up. It's even hard to hide. But when we started this country and we had liberty and the power was, divested into the people and redistributed at the local level, our GDP doubled every 10 years. It's the, it's the biggest economic news in the history of the world. And they don't teach us that. And that's why we are the most comfortable society up to a level that we're starting to regress, because we're following the other model now.
Absolutely. And that's why when I realized after coming to this country is that the money is a result of good life and not the vice versa. So the reason was because this was an exception in the history of mankind.
Right. It's true.
And it still pretty much stays that way, that this country was built, that people retain the power. All the powers, except very few limited, enumerated powers, which they have given to the government.
Well, that's one of the things that always stuck with me is in the writings of Thomas Paine, is he said you can always, and I'm paraphrasing, but you can judge the morality of a society by the amount of government they require to police them.
Yeah.
Well, that's why
very true.
I always go back to sound money here, because if you don't have sound money, see the reason, and I'll pull up Alan Greenspan's treatise from 1966 when he went to college. He basically said sound money is the protector of liberty, is the protector of freedom,
absolutely,
because you cannot counterfeit it. And you can't manipulate it to the point where it gets redistributed into the people and the powers' hands that are controlling everything. And I think we have to go to a break right now. You're listening to a great conversation here with Dr.
Panesh Tanuka.
Thank you very much. And very knowledgeable person. And so we'll be right back. This is KCNR 1460. You're listening to Community Radio for the North State.
I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to Your Chemical Sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9
on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
For 5 years, Boomer Tech Radio has been bringing you tech news that you can use, and now we are expanding our program to a second full hour. That's right. Saturday from noon to 1 and Sunday from 11 to noon, you can catch up on the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos that affect your day-to-day digital life. We're brought to you each week by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belangi, now Saturday and Sunday on Boomer Tech Radio, KCNR 1460.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe.
That's for our lives. I like that stuff. Very good. Listen, this is KCNR.
Somewhere my great-grandma is smiling in heaven.
Nice. Very good. Very good. That's, I love that song. Anyway, let's get back to this. I just pulled up, if you want to look this up, this is Alan Greenspan's treatise. And this is from 1966. The title of it is Gold and Economic Freedom. And it's funny because, you know, in his early days, Alan Greenspan was a huge backer of the gold standard, sound money, and so forth. And then when he went to work for the Federal Reserve, all of a sudden he recanted his complete position and said that, you know, Keynesian was the way to go. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, he worked there for, you know, 25, 30 years, whatever it was. And then a couple weeks ago, he said that gold is the ultimate currency. So we went from gold being the ultimate currency to where Keynesian was great when you're working for the guys, and then back to gold. But let me read this to you. This is the last of his, two paragraphs of his treatise. In the absence of a gold standard, there is no way to protect the savings from confiscation through inflation. There is no safe store of value. If there were, the government would have to make its holdings illegal, as was done in the case of gold. If everyone decided, for example, to convert all of his bank deposits to silver or gold or any other good, and thereafter declined to accept checks as payment for goods, bank deposits would lose their purchasing power, and government-created bank credit would be worthless as a claim on goods. The financial policy of the welfare state requires that there be no way for the owners of wealth to protect themselves. This is the shabby secret of the welfare statist tirades against gold. Deficit spending is simply a scheme for confiscation of wealth. Gold stands in the way of this insidious process. It stands as a protector of property rights. If one grasps this, one has no difficulty in understanding the statist antagonism towards gold and the gold standard. And you can see it in the markets right now. I mean, they just beat gold and silver up, and the markets are completely manipulated. But there is a reckoning coming. And because if you keep your money in cash and this government keeps printing in deficit spending, through the inflation factor, like we talked through the break, it doesn't matter if you get a $2 raise, bread goes up, you know, up to when bread's $15 a loaf, it doesn't matter anymore.
a large percentage of people aren't even storing their wealth in cash anymore. They're storing it in electronic ones and zeros.
That's a fallacy of raising the argument of raising for minimum wages, because you may double it, but if the inflation doubles, it's no good.
It doesn't matter. And you're going to do that just by simply raising the I mean, as soon as you raise the wage,
the cost will go up.
So I guess we got to go on another break here. We got behind. We talked too much. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. We'll be right back. It's the top of the hour.
Stay tuned for Hour 2 of Sovereign Minds next on KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Analysis continues of the report released last week by the Senate on CIA enhanced interrogation techniques. GOP Senator John McCain, who was tortured as a prisoner of war in Vietnam, says,
I think in retrospect, some of these practices fly in the face of everything that America values and stands for.
He spoke to CBS TV's Face the Nation program. Vice President Dick Cheney tells NBC that there was no torture on his watch. There will be no government shutdown in the days before Christmas or any other time through September of next year. The Senate has passed the omnibus spending bill that did it late last night.
The vote was 56-40 to pass the bill. The final vote came after a rare Saturday session in the Senate and a raft of procedural hurdles. Many senators who voted against the bill said they didn't want to shut down the government, but they simply didn't like some of the attachments to the House-passed legislation. Those riders included one to loosen campaign finance regulations, another weakens banking rules put in place after the 2008 financial meltdown.
SRN's Linda Kenyon, the measure will soon will cost $1.1 trillion and will soon get a signature from President Obama. Scary weather in California. Heavy rains, high winds, flooding, and Saturday, a tornado.
We just heard a big noise, and we looked through the window, and things started flying, and we just get low because we didn't want the window break and catch us.
Los Angeles resident Betty Kelly on KNBC. Forecasters blame the weird weather on a strong flow of moisture off Hawaii. It's nicknamed the Pineapple Express. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe appears to be headed for a strong majority in a parliamentary election today. It's viewed more as an acquiescence to the ruling party's growing power. This despite weakening popularity ratings and a recession. This is SRN News.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-569-4980, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-569-4980. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 1-800-569-4980. That's 1-800-569-4980.
The Secretary General of OPEC is urging Gulf Arab nations to continue investing in oil field development despite the sharp slide in crude prices. Speaking today at a forum in Dubai, Abdullah al-Badri said the investment will help prevent a shortfall in supply once demand picks up in the future. Oil prices have slid sharply in recent weeks, with benchmark U.S. crude settling in at just under $58 a barrel. Al-Badri says OPEC has no target price it seeks for a barrel of oil, but he predicts the U.S. will continue to rely on Mideast petroleum for many decades to come. Auburn freshman football player Jaquel Mitchell has been shot and killed at an apartment complex near the Auburn University campus. It happened early this morning. AI.com reports that the Auburn Police Department is seeking a suspect, but no arrests have been made. They responded to the Tiger Lodge apartment complex about 12:25 a.m. where Mitchell suffered his fatal injury. This is SRN News. Don't worry about that big asteroid out there, SRN's Rich Thomason explains.
NASA says a newly spotted 1,300-foot-wide asteroid is no threat to Earth, despite recent media reports to the contrary. A NASA researcher says the asteroid discovered in October by Russian scientists will not even get that close to Earth in the next 150 years, and it's no threat to any other planet either.
Calculations by NASA and Harvard say the closest the asteroid will get to Earth is about 2.7 million miles. Today is Sunday, December 14th, the 348th day of 2014. There are just 17 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1799, George Washington died at Mount Vernon. He was 67. And on this date in 1911, Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen and his team got to the South Pole, first men ever to do that. This is SRN News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a wall, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Well, I guess we could listen to that song. It's a good song. We were having such a great conversation in here about this stuff. I just wanted to finish this money thing off because it's kind of my pet peeve here, and as everybody knows. But now we've got Greenspan here, October 1st, 2014, you know, completely recanting his position. So at first he's totally saying gold protects freedom. That's the only way to go. Then he goes to work for the Federal Reserve and becomes a Keynesian and says, no, gold. You don't want gold. It's bad. We need a debt-based system where money is debt. We just print money out of thin air and we call it money even though it's not really money. And then we lend it to other people at interest rates. And thus you've got the time bomb ticking and exploding. And now he's back before the Council on Foreign Relationships saying that gold is the ultimate currency and that whoever holds the most gold is in the best position in the world monetary system. And it's just funny that China, India, Russia, you know, and Jim Rickards, who was a big guy on this stuff just a couple of weeks ago, tweeted and said gold is being bought up by Russia, China, the BRICS, all these countries. They're repatriating. I have another story, and they're repatriating the gold. Germany's asking for their gold back from the America and England, Switzerland, Austria now. All these guys are asking for the gold back.
Well, that's
well, and he says, and basically the tweet to finish it is this. He says that somebody's wrong and somebody's right. The Americans aren't paying attention to any of this stuff. So these guys are all accumulating the gold. If the world currency system or the world dollar system collapses, who's ever holding the gold? It's like musical chairs.
Yeah. That's right. That's true. Well, that's China and India are gobbling up gold at a massive rate. And I was reading an article that says India actually holds 16% of the world's gold reserves, and a large portion of that is in private hands in the form of jewelry and things like that.
Well, and what does this have to do with all of you guys out there in your day-to-day Christmas shopping? Well, maybe it's has to do with now you can't even afford to buy those presents.
Hmm.
See, it does affect everybody on a worldwide basis. But let's go past this. I think we want to talk about immigration now.
Yes, sure. I mean, just one comment I will say is that what you said in the last half an hour, this is so true. And I just again link this with the minimum wage debate, which they have been fighting over the last couple of years, because they have raised that specter to divide and conquer the people. Yeah. And the whole purpose is to say 99% versus 1%, right? Or you versus them. So what they've done is to say people that these rich fat cats on Wall Street don't want you to have a good life. The reality is those rich fat cats on Wall Street and government people are the same. And the whole philosophy they have is to make the things costlier for you to live and eat, and at the same time give you a hope of raising your wages by raising minimum wages while declining, while reducing the value of that dollar. So dollar doesn't go as far.
So what's your...
Chasing the dragon.
It's like, no, come on. I mean, since Obama's been in power, everything has gotten... We're not as divided as... we're less divided. Everything's great. I mean, he's not divisive, is he?
Well, race relations are back to 1965.
He keeps telling us about the evil bankers and the evil Wall Street guys, and then what does he do? He keeps funding them with unlimited amounts of stimulus that he prints out of thin air from the same guys that are counterfeiting and buying treasuries.
As this guy from MIT, Gruber, he said that it's because of, and it's his word, not mine, they were able to pass the Obamacare because of lack of transparency and stupidity of American people. That's what they take us for.
There's a grain of truth there, you know.
There's an amount of truth to that.
Stupid is what a stupid does. If we choose to be stupid,
now we're at the Forrest Gump level.
Yeah,
but it's true is that if you don't pay attention to your government and you're not educated and you refuse to get involved in this stuff, you're going to become a victim of it. And now we could just call everybody. You know, we just say you got Grubbered.
Yeah, exactly.
You got Grubbered.
I mean, that's such a pathetic thing that these so-called experts think of you, me, as stupid.
Chattel. Mm-hmm. We're just chattel.
Yes.
We're a product.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the value of a human being and their contribution is now basically bought, sold, and traded as a commodity amongst corporations and government that are tied together at the hip.
Let's take a look at the little sayings that's been going on in the demonstration. Blacks, you know, what is it? Black lives matter. Well, that's great, but so do white lives.
Every life
and
matters.
And brown lives.
Every life matters.
And yellow lives and green lives and red lives and purple lives. Instead of saying all life matters, what's the division of the only – what I'm hearing when I read that is only black lives matter because it didn't matter about the cop's life. It didn't – if he was defending himself in Ferguson, then he was justified. If this guy's coming at him and he's going to kill him and to say that never happens – So I'm not trying to try the case as much as I'm saying it should say all lives matter and justice should be equal.
Equal protection under law.
Yeah, equal protection.
I want to talk about this a little bit more later towards the later half.
Okay.
But let's go to the immigration. I really wanted to touch the subject because as an immigrant, I have a certain perspective on it. And
you're not illegal, are you?
you cannot report me anymore.
You're not
allowed to ask that.
Oh, I can't do that anymore. No. I'm sorry. I just did it. Sorry. Go ahead, I voted.
Doc. You know what? I voted.
Oh, well, that tells me something.
That doesn't really answer
the question.
Answer
the question, right?
It tells me you voted.
Yeah. How many times?
How many times?
Oh, boy.
So I think one of the strengths of this country has been that we have really welcomed the people from all over the world. This line from Statue of Liberty, it says, give me your tired and your poor and your hungry.
Ellis Island.
And those people who are tired and poor and hungry come to this nation. They completely transform into an American. And they become productive. Mm-hmm. They become energetic.
They can keep the benefit of their labor.
Exactly. It's the reward of the labor they can keep. And they have the freedom to labor and keep the reward of those labor. So they become energetic in place of being tired. In place of becoming poor, they become rich.
Yeah.
And not only that, they were hungry now, earlier, but now they become satisfied with their needs and they give. Mm-hmm. America is one of the most charitable country in the world.
Yeah, because the other system splits up the pies. American system makes more pie.
Exactly.
Yes, makes more pie.
Exactly. So
no, that wasn't a pun. I'm sorry.
I was going to say.
I knew that was
pie. My name.
I knew that was coming.
Sorry.
So we have just to go through the numbers. We have almost a million per year, million immigrants legally coming through the borders per year.
Right.
Of that. Only 150,000 or so are those people who we need because of their skills.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. employment-based immigration.
Right.
The rest of them are either family-based or refugees or asylum-based. Mm-hmm. So in terms of generosity, America is taking almost 850,000 people per year legally.
Not counting the illegal.
No, just legal.
Legal.
Yeah. So this is the generosity of this country, and it's beneficial also because we think that as with this diversity, we are with this people who transform to become American are going to be productive and add. It's a country built by immigrants.
Sure.
However, if you compare that with the illegal immigration, 500,000 people annually are estimated to be coming to the country illegally. Mm-hmm. 12 million or so living in the country illegally. Almost 3 million of them in California. That's almost one-fourth of the illegal population is in California.
See, now, I think the numbers on that are quite a bit higher because they've been saying 12 million for 20 years.
It's not like you're going home. You're absolutely right. I'm saying these are probably the underestimates, but whatever the studies are available. But chances are this number is much more higher. So I have a problem with illegal immigrants. And more than that, I have a problem with the system of illegal immigration. Because illegal immigrants, many of them may be coming here because of our laws may be too restrictive or because of they are not able to be selected properly, whatever the reasons are. Many of them want to just do one thing, work hard, live a good life.
Sure.
And I have nothing against them. In fact, I think I will rather take, and you guys may disagree, but I will rather take an illegal immigrant who is honest, who is working hard, and not living off the system compared to someone who is a citizen here, who's lazy, or who's a criminal.
I say we trade.
Well, here's what I'm saying is that I don't have a problem with any of that as long as they're coming here to be American and they are educated into what the American system is so they understand it and they do this and they understand the tenets of freedom and liberty. They don't want that. Because they want a division as usual.
And that's what I have here. That's what I want to talk about. That's the thing.
And so, I kind of wanted to expound on that a little bit. And that's part of the issue that faces America is because we are such a tolerant people that we allow people to come here and say, well, this is my culture. This is the way that it should be done. And there needs to be a line where we say, well, if your culture was that fantastic, I would be immigrating to your country.
I absolutely agree with you.
Yep.
And that's actually what I want to emphasize as an immigrant. So three problems which happens because of illegal immigration. One is you don't follow the law.
Right.
Then the law falls apart. Our society becomes corrupt.
There's no rule of law.
Right? There's no rule of law. If you don't like a law, change it. Obama and Democratic Party had the power to change the law. What did they choose to do? Use that to gobble up the 20% of economy under Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than fixing the immigration law, rather than fixing the justice system, rather than fixing the asset seizure system, which affects the common average citizen.
Well, and they used the executive fiat to break the law.
And
I'm so tired. I got to say this. I'm so tired of hearing, well, George Bush did this, and they did all. Every American president did this all the way back to when. But that does not make it constitutional or illegal. Does two wrongs make a right?
Nope.
No. In other words, if they're breaking the law through this whole thing, and then all of a sudden that makes it good law?
Well, can I have the defense if I decide to go out and hack up a bunch of people and go, hey, Ted Bundy did it?
Yeah.
That's the same kind
That's
of
what
defense.
They're doing.
So the inconsistent application of law is a problem. So that's the number one fundamental problem with illegal immigration. That also allows the inroads to the people who are dangerous, like terrorists. If a 15-year-old or 14-year-old child can come through Mexico border to our country without us stopping him, what stops a terrorist to come in?
Nothing.
From coming in, right? So that's the problem. Second problem is economic cost. We have a welfare system right now, especially in California. So now illegal people can have license to drive. And we, in some ways, are supporting their insurance because we are participating in uninsured people's insurance. Then the college admissions and educations, now we are giving them
skyrocketed.
Subsidies. And the cost of a UC system is increasing every year 5%. Janet who's the
Napolitano?
I can't say her full name, but she just said 5% every year.
I feel like we're even now.
Yeah, exactly. So what happens is we are encouraging and subsidizing the education, higher education, for the people who are illegally here.
Absolutely.
Then the health care, Obamacare is a recent phenomenon, but for last several decades, our hospitals, emergency room, and physicians have been treating illegal and indigent population for a long time. Yeah. And if you walk in the ER and you're illegal, doesn't matter. You'll get the same level of care as any one of us will get. Mm-hmm. So the economic cost. But the largest cost we have because of illegal immigration is social and cultural. And that's what we were talking about earlier, is as an immigrant, I strongly, strongly feel that if I don't like it here, if I don't like to be an American, I should go back to where I came from.
Yeah.
And how's that working out there in the rest of the world?
So now, we have the system that, you don't have to learn English. We are going to provide you a translation in English. And it is a responsibility of businesses to provide a translation in your native language. Why?
Well, that's one of the things I used to go round and round with my anthropology professor in college, is she always told me I was ethnocentric, and because I was always talking about American culture was superior. And she said, well, you're just ethnocentric because you're an American. You know, prove to me that American culture is better than other people's culture. And that's one of the reasons I used. I said, because everybody comes here. Americans aren't bailing out of America to go somewhere else. People are bailing out of their country and their culture to come here.
That's changing.
Yeah. But I can prove it very well to the teacher that why, in so many ways, American culture is better than other cultures. So one thing is, I grew up, for first 18 years of my life, I could not speak a single sentence in English.
Really?
English was my second language. Mm-hmm. I read a little bit of that, but it was impossible for me to read, write, or speak in English. So if I can learn... I still have an accent. You can still make fun of that. However, if I can learn to speak and write in English, then I think anyone can. Mm-hmm. And why wouldn't I? That's my key to success. Right. If I come to America, if I went to Greece, I would learn to speak Greek. If I went to Spain, mm-hmm. I would learn to speak Spanish.
Well, I think the reasoning is that they want to blur the cultural lines mm-hmm. so that we don't have any sovereignty, is what I'm thinking.
Yes.
With that thought, we have to go to a break.
Okay.
And, we got to, have our sponsors get their words in. Otherwise, we don't have a radio show.
Dirty capitalists.
The dirty capitalist system. Yeah, we actually got to pay for things. So with that, let's go to a break. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM radio, community for radio for the North State.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one-horse sleigh.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Spring Water?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Spring Water. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow. Let it
We're snow. Back. Sovereign Mind Radio. I like Dean.
I do, too.
Yeah,
I love the rap pack.
Yeah. I wish you guys could all hear what we've been talking about over the break. We're going to try to relay it. But we actually are very philosophically in tuned here and agree, which is amazing in some ways because it's about education and we're not being educated. And the founding fathers were very dynamic people if you understand the philosophy. And that is being squashed. It is being twisted. It is being perverted.
It's why they've removed history from the classroom.
Yeah, they don't want a bunch of free-minded, liberty-loving people out there, working for themselves and their own dreams. What they want is a bunch of drones. That's what Common Core is about.
Yeah. They don't want the sovereign minds.
No, they don't want sovereign minds. They want Common Core minds.
Yes.
They want
good cogs in the wheel.
That's exactly what, and that's how it is worldwide.
Yes. See, the problem we have, as we're just talking about immigration, is that when immigration is a key factor in America's success. If you see, at the same time, all over the world, the longest lines will be in front of American embassies mm-hmm. to get in, right? No other country. People don't want to go to any other country, pretty much.
Yeah. There's not a flood of people trying to get into Iran.
or North Korea, yeah. or Syria, or China, or even China.
Yeah.
Hey, no, that's not true. Who was the basketball guy, the worm?
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis
you know
Rodman.
What? We should buy him a free ticket.
Yeah, the North Koreans can have him.
It was like, did you ever see the commercial? You know, when the guy's there, he's talking, and they got the North Korean guy, and all the guys behind him on the team, they're like going, shut up, Dennis, because they look like they're ready to go to the firing squad, you know? You know, this isn't the Harlem Globetrotter thing anymore. This is not good, you know?
we should put him back in his wedding dress and send him over there.
Yeah.
He can keep him.
Well, now we had Kim Jong mentally ill, and who's his son? I forget.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. So did you? And you know, everybody there has to have the same haircut.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
There's nothing going on there. You don't, and they only have one penalty. I mean, if you ever get a chance, you know, Google what's the name of the documentary? I'll think of it in a second. But it talks about there's like 18 people that come out of North Korea that escaped. And there's only one penalty over there. Death.
Well, see that
it's simple.
Yeah.
Well, there's a tie in there to religion, okay? Because Americans have a difficult time understanding the people that would sit quietly and be suppressed to the point where they can just come and take you away and kill you. But a lot of that has to do with people who are afraid to stand up because they're afraid to die. And when you take an American Christian who believes that if you die, you're headed to a better place, right. They're not afraid to die anymore.
Well, and that's why there's such a big problem with the Islam thing, because those guys think they're going to go to the 72 virgin thing.
They're not afraid to die
either, you know. So that creates a problem, and they think freedom. Oh, you don't need freedom. What you need to do is have Sharia law, and you know it's interesting. You're always back to the same model that the guys at the top run everything. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
you know, the mullahs, everybody does whatever they're told. Siphon off your wealth. They don't have to work. And life is good, except if you're not one of them.
Well, that's what brings me to my next topic, which I would really want to like to talk about, is what we are seeing right now is divide and rule, divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer, absolutely.
Divide and conquer. So what they're trying to do, what the ruling class does is try to divide people in different
subsections. Right, marginalized
so
people.
Let me narrate a parable here. It's a folklore from Europe, probably. I'm not sure exactly from where, but I think from Europe. Once there were two cats fighting over a loaf of bread, and they kept fighting and kept injuring each other. Then a monkey came along and said, "You know what? Why are you fighting? Mm-hmm. Let me divide this loaf for two of you equally." So he takes out a scale.
I already know where you're going. But
so he takes out a scale, cuts the bread in half, puts on each side, and says, right side is slightly heavier. Let me just make it equal. So he takes a bite of that right side. Now the left side becomes heavier. Mm-hmm. So he takes a bite of the left side. And he keeps doing that, right side, left side, until the bread is gone.
Aesop's Fables.
And the cats
sounds
are
sounds like the gingerbread
hungry.
Boy, you know? Mm-hmm.
So this is what they do. They want to divide us on base of race, whites versus blacks versus mm-hmm. yellow versus brown versus green versus purple. Mm-hmm. They want to divide us on the basis of religion.
Economics.
They want to divide us on the basis of economics, you know, 99% versus 1%. And it's interesting that if you see the 1% people, they call 1%er or the fat cats, the reality is they may be rich. They may be having a good life. However, they don't have the power over you. Mm. The real ruling, the real division is actually between the ruling class and the people who are ruled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just having more money is not enough to rule over people. Now, I'm doing pretty well. Fortunately, this country has accepted me very well, and I have a good life. I am not starving. I have food on the table, and I don't need anything from anyone. However, even with me making good enough money, I cannot have any power on a single person's life. And even those 1% they call fat cats, even those people, not all of them, mm-hmm. have power over other people's life. A huge amount of, if you're a billionaire, you know, if you have a $50 billion, like Gates and Zuckerberg and Warren Buffett and all that, those people are Goldman Sachs bosses.
Sure. Jamie Dimon, Louis Fine.
So those people.
Fine Blank.
Or
Blank Fine.
Right. So those people can translate their money into the power over people.
Right.
However, most of the middle class, higher middle class, even rich class cannot do that. So the real division is actually between ruling class and the class which are ruled. Most of us, 99.99%, belong to the class which are in the second category, and very small percent belong to the class who are trying to rule us.
Well, that's true, because even the rich, all they can do is use their money to purchase access to power.
Right, exactly. And power is a bigger currency mm-hmm. than the money. Okay. So when they say about redistributing the wealth, what we really need is redistributing the power. And what happens is the power is centralized. It has a tendency to centralize in few hands. And any systems with over time becomes oligarchy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Whether it is communism, whether it is state capitalism as we have in China, whether we have any feudal system, whether we have an empire, it tends to coalesce into few hands. Because one of the darkest features, one of the darkest instincts we as human beings have is to try to rule somebody else. Mm-hmm. That's one of the most evil things we have.
Yeah, they don't want to work.
Yes. And we just don't want to work. Not only want to take the other people's rewards or yeah. fruits of other people's labor, we also want other people to follow our wishes. However, America was a unique country which was built upon this principle that every man is free and every man is equal. And I'm a sovereign person on my own. I don't need any other man to rule over me. Mm. No man has a, God has not ordained any man to rule over me. And what we make a government is by coming together, we decide to make a government based on laws, not based on the rule of a single man or a few men.
Right.
And even those men who we put in power position are subordinate to those laws.
Yeah. Everybody's
if we hold them accountable.
Hold them accountable.
Well, that's the old Cromwell thing, you know. That was the deal with the king, you know. When they signed the Magna Carta, they basically said, "Sign the Magna Carta, king." And King John on the field of Runnymede goes, "Why should I do that?" And the answer was, "Because if you don't, we're going to cut your head off." That's a big head, you know, good clothes on the sale. And so, you know, but that's the real deal. Is that that was the fundamental question: is the king the law, or is the law king?
Exactly.
And it's a complete reversal of what's been happening worldwide, mm-hmm. because it's pretty hard when you got a king, because if he decides to take your property, take your wealth, take your labor, take your wife, whatever he wants, he just takes it because he's the law.
Yes.
And that's why we should be so afraid of Mr. Obama becoming a king.
Well, it's not just Obama.
It's everybody.
We've got to be afraid of the next guy that's going to exercise the power that he's expanded.
Absolutely. I mean, Obama might be a great guy. Wait, but, you know, Stalin's next in line.
Yeah. So I mean, Lenin was first. And everybody went, how horrible was him? And then they got Joe Stalin.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the whole thing about the story of Jesus is it teaches us, he repeatedly said that my kingdom is not of this world.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Caesar doesn't have any divine right.
Right.
Right? Caesar is the king of this world and this worldly material, but he doesn't have any power over me as a person.
Right.
Or anyone as a person. So he can take the money by force, but he doesn't rule me.
No.
And that's the whole principle this country was built on. And this is an exception. America is not perfect. However, sure. This is an exception in the human history. This was the first country to be built like that. And even today, this is pretty much the only country, even though values are being eroded, even then, it is pretty much the only country which is still built on those principles. Europe and other countries have taken some of our examples, have copied some of our models, but they really don't believe in those philosophies as much as we do, which is that man is the ruler of his own fate.
Right. I always like to add to that Caesar thing, because a lot of Christians use it as a cop-out for, you know, render under Caesar what is Caesar's. But, you know, if you look at the passage, it says, and he sensed the Pharisees' treachery, and what they were trying to do is say he didn't pay the tax, and what it came down to is, we no longer have a king. We are sovereign kings,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
And each one of us is ruler over our life, and that is the American dream. I think we have to go to a break. Do we need to go to break here, Bob?
Yes.
Yeah, and then we'll come back, and I know you got some thunder, and I don't want to steal it from you.
Yep.
So we'll be back in a minute. You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State, and we'll be back in a minute.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Monks roasting on an open fire. Hot sauce dripping from their toes. Yuletide squirrels. Fresh filleted by the choir. They poked hot skewers through their nose. Everybody knows. Some pepper and a garlic clove.
Wow.
Help to make them
I can't believe you pulled that up, Bob.
Tiny rats with a crisp golden cold. Will really hit the spot tonight. And now when Santa sees his train, there'll be some homemade chipmunk jerky for his sleigh. And every hungry child is gonna spy.
We got to jump in on that. I can't believe Bob brought that up. But
thank you for tainting every childhood memory that I have.
Gives new meaning to the chipmunk song.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, boy. I couldn't help myself. I shedding a tear over that one. We're back.
Yeah.
We're back. And we're talking about freedom and liberty, and people ought to be listening out there because, you know, that's why we're struggling. That's why we're struggling out there. We don't have the powers that be worrying about our liberty anymore.
Well, maybe we should just start taking people and sending them abroad for a while and let them come home so they appreciate.
You're speaking
what they
of
have.
Overseas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, not abroad, but.
Not to abroad, but. abroad overseas. Yeah. Send them out to see what other countries are like so they can appreciate what they have.
Okay. Yeah. Just checking.
But not to abroad.
Sorry. The chipmunk thing got me. I couldn't help it.
I know.
Boy. Yeah. So we're at divide and conquer and schools. Yeah. You know, and I think how they're dividing us is in the schools. They are not teaching the kids about the principles of liberty anymore. They are teaching them the principles of Keynesianism and communism and collectivism and statism.
Yeah.
And as being good. And then everybody comes out with no hope. They wonder why they're not doing well, because they're expecting everything to be handed to them and they're not expecting to work hard for it. And if they do work hard, they're expecting their collectivist government to take that from them anyway, and there goes your incentive. Well, it's pretty simple.
Well, a lot of people of my generation, we've got to figure it out. We were lied to. We were taught that if you go out and you work hard and you do what you need to do, then you will be able to prosper in America and provide for your family. And that's a lie.
And
anymore.
You can define your own success in the American dream. Right.
And that's not true anymore.
Any kind of guarantee which is too good to be true is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is that these natural, unalienable rights, which we talk about, God-given rights, these are given by God to us, or if you don't believe in God, these are given by nature to us. However,
let's expand on that just a little bit before you move on. The reason the founders set that up is because they knew that if they said they were government-given rights, that government would take them away.
Absolutely.
They knew. They set it up. So if God gives you your rights,
exactly,
who has the power to take them
exactly
away?
Exactly. So you're absolutely right on the money. So no one can give me these rights. No one can take it away from me.
I can't even give them away when they're
exactly
inalienable.
So, yeah. But it is my duty. It's up to me to defend the exercising of those rights.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's the exercising those rights. That's the key thing.
Yep.
That's my duty. And only reason for government to exist is
to protect
that exercising of my individual rights.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm so much against collectivism. Now, I am very much for taking care of the people who need help. When
sure
they're down on the luck, when they are disabled, when they are very old, when they are poor, when they are sick, when they are pregnant, I'm all for it. However, that should be done at a local level.
Well, right? And it should be a hand up, not a hand out.
Right. But what I'm saying is, more importantly, is you're absolutely right. What I'm saying is, even the hand up should be done at a local level.
That's right. Get the centralized Fed out
exactly
of it.
Exactly. City level, county level. Because as we discussed earlier, anything too large, too centralized becomes corrupt and wasteful.
Now you're starting to sound like a Jeffersonian.
Well, I mean, we talk about them protecting our rights at the local level. Have you been to the city council and the board of supervisors meetings lately?
Well, I have the Jefferson's Bible on my desk. So that says you're
there you
and
go.
Declaration of Independence was written by Jefferson. That says a lot.
Yeah.
So the one thing that which I want to quickly, not to go into details of that, is that ultimately if we are the guarantor of our own rights exercise, government is not going to come and defend me.
No.
Dianne Feinstein, Obama is not going to come and defend my rights. So how we defend is by having the right to have arms and keep arms and bear arms. And that's the Second Amendment is so important. And if we give that up, if we give up that exercising of that right,
we'd be in trouble.
We'll be in trouble. And that's why I say that, you know, it's like these ruling class, they want to turn us into cattle and cows.
Yeah.
They want us to go through certain gates, and those gates are getting narrower and narrower. And it's up to us whether we want to be cows or we want to be cowboys.
Oh, you're just a conspiracy. You're just this is all theory. This is conspiracy here. You guys.
Well, it's absolutely true. We're seeing the fruits of that doctrine. You know, getting back to my generation, we're going to experience something that has never happened in American history. My generation, for the first time in American history, is going to inherit a lower standard of living
backwards
than the generation before us. So, and we're taught that's a good thing because our forefathers were just a bunch of greedy pigs.
Oh, no.
And it's just
cattle. Greedy cattle.
Yes. So they want to turn us into cattle. So we started this whole conversation today from American Dream.
Yeah.
So if I may just
we got 15 minutes, and I want your thunder. Here's your thunder.
I have a little to say. What I really believe the American dream is, it really is encapsulated best in Declaration of Independence. And I will please, if I am allowed to, just read that, the word to word. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights.
Mm-hmm.
And among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit, justice, and the pursuit of happiness. This is the American dream. If we go by that, if we judge, and Lincoln actually said that, if we judge our constitution, our laws, our governance, our policies based on that. We cannot go wrong. Everything else should be just judged by that. Constitution gives us
ring of power.
Yes, the Constitution gives us this power to defend ourselves and allows the government only to have certain limited, numerated powers, which we define in Constitution. Everything except those powers is retained by the people. Yeah. And the reason we did that was, and I draw a parallel to the Ring of Power.
The Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, which I mentioned earlier. So what happens is, Ring of Power is so corrupting. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. We know that's old saying. It's like Ring of Power, like in Lord of the Rings. Even a nice hobbit, if he keeps the ring for a long time, turns into a golem. That's what happens with our system right now.
I think that's what Tolkien was actually trying to tell us.
That is the whole thing about.
There's a lot of political theory in
there. I went through this whole story again.
Right, the trilogy.
And it rings so true because what happens is it's not the powerful people who will anytime ever do good.
Right.
Powerful people don't do any good. Mm-hmm. It's the average person, average citizen. We, the powerless. We, the average person, we do the powerful things sometimes. And that's what we need to remember. Rather than counting on powerful people to do good things, it's the good people who can do powerful things, even if they are powerless right now. And that's why we must not allow power to concentrate in few hands. We must not allow anybody to be in power forever. And that brings me to term limits, which is a great example here. Presidency, we have term limits. I don't know why we don't have term limits for Congress and Senate.
I agree.
So if you wear the ring of power, you will turn into golem. And we should not allow that.
Is that what happened to Feinstein?
Well, they, you know, after a while, they kind of do start to look like the Crypt Keeper.
That's why they, even a beautiful hobbit turns into an ugly golem. So what I really want to convey here is that this dream we're talking about, we call it American dream, but this dream is based on universal human freedom, universal right of natural rights, unalienable rights. And no man can give it to us, no man can therefore take it from us. As long as we are able to defend it and we are willing to defend it, we can exercise it. However, we must be constantly vigilant to do that. And what you just mentioned earlier, that your generation is being disenchanted, they were lied to. It's a shame on current generation in power. It's a shame for, Mark, your generation and our generation, my generation, if we fail to protect it, because it is, we are actually the beneficiary of this dream. We are not the owner of this dream. We are not entitled to this dream.
Right.
We are the custodian of this dream.
I think we kind of woke up to that at some point. I know I did, where I looked at myself in the mirror and I thought about my life. You know, I'm almost 60, and I thought about the wonderful life I had as a kid, the freedoms and the liberty I enjoyed, the ability of building a business and having a family. And it came to my, at some point in time, I had to realize it's my turn to defend it. Yes. And it's tough to do that because you realize I've got this responsibility here that I got to deal with now. And if I can't look, if I don't do it, I'm not going to be able to look at myself in the mirror or look at my grandkids or my kids.
Absolutely. Whatever the cost, we must defend it. We must preserve it. And we must pass it on to our future generations.
Yep.
And it's not just an American dream. It's a universal human dream. It's our responsibility to take it to the darkest corners of the earth, to the hungriest places, to the poorest places, to the wretched places where human freedom doesn't exist. We need to light that candle there.
Make it grow.
Make it grow, because that's our gospel. That's my gospel. And we must be willing to do whatever is necessary to spread that gospel.
I agree.
And that's the gospel which I find in the life of Jesus Christ.
You know, that's so enlightening, you know, and I love hearing you say this stuff because, you know, my life has run real parallel to that. And, you know, I'm not a big religious guy, but I see this as a circle coming, you know, back to where you realize your freedoms and you realize, you know, what protects them. And it really comes down to each generation has to step up to the plate. And our generation might be the hardest one yet. Who knows? Because the powers that be out there with the money and the corruption have gotten a foothold worldwide, and it's big. Mm-hmm. But we can get back the power by simply getting out there, doing what we need to do, and getting the information out there, because it spreads. It networks out. That's why the internet is so powerful at this point, because it's starting to network out. And worldwide, people are starting to understand that liberty and freedom is the best economic boom in society that has ever been.
See, the power of evil is strong. It's not weak. We must not underestimate it.
I agree.
The power of darkness is very strong. It can, and it's inside us. We have to look inside us. Inside us, we have these instincts of being evil. And they can sometimes overpower our instincts of being good.
Well, that's why I think Madison said that if all men were angels, we'd have no need for the rule of law or to bind them down with the chains of a constitution.
That's true. I mean, if you get down to it, God's kind of an anarchist, because without evil, what do we need government or law
for?
Well,
that's why you put the power in the law and not into men.
Yeah.
However, we also have this feeling inside us of love for other human beings, empathy for other human beings, and for ourselves. And if we focus on that, and if we spread that, then we can win against any evil power, mm-hmm. even if we are damaged in the process. However, we will win. As long as we are steadfast on that, as long as we are willing to stand up to the evil, we are willing to stand up for our dream.
Yeah. Well, that's what that needs to happen. It's starting to happen. You're starting to see it. We're not getting any coverage. That's why we started doing radio. That's why we started the Shasta Lantern. You know, that's why the state of Jefferson and the no representation movement has come into being, is people are starting to wake up, because we've been put to sleep by the media. We've been put to sleep by the education system. But we're starting to wake up, because I think there's purity in suffering. I truly believe that. Until you suffer, you don't understand things sometimes, because you get fat, you get lazy, you get comfortable. And each generation has to go through this to a degree to understand the value of liberty, the value of freedom, and the value of family, country, God. And it's got to be something more to your purpose in life than just sitting around trying. And that's why I think that the evil will fail, is because they have no ambition in life other than their greed.
The only ambition they have is to rule us.
Gollum.
Yeah.
You're right back to Gollum. I mean, and then, you know, you got the Sauron in the Lord of the Rings, and he was toppled by a hobbit.
And only power we have on our side is the power of good.
Who just wanted to go back to his hole in the ground.
Yeah. I'm kind of feel like the same way. I would like to have my life back. I'm not sure I want to crawl back into a hobbit, you know, hole.
Let me tell you.
But, you know, fly fishing wouldn't be bad.
Yeah. I don't want to be on radio. I don't want to do any of these things. I just want to crawl back in my hole.
Absolutely. You know, get back in our comfort zone.
But I feel that if we ever as citizens, it's up to us, we will have to come up to the need of the hour
and
to do this.
And that's it is. It, you know, for me, I was, you know, working and doing all just the normal American thing. And my journey started a little over a year ago for me, and started looking around at it and going, what am I doing? You know, I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do, but in the end, none of it's going to matter. I'm trying to provide a future
without the liberty.
Yeah, I'm trying to provide a future for my kids in a country that's not going to exist by the time they get there, unless I dig in and do what something. Has to do to make sure the country is worth having.
See,
when they get it.
I'm like a sleeper cell. I figured this out, or somebody told me this 30 years ago. and I started figuring it out. And I came to the conclusion 30 years ago that I had public opinion had to change before I could have enough effect to do anything. So slowly over time, I kept educating myself. I kept interjecting everything I could think of into the public discourse. And now, you know, the old Victor Hugo saying is, you know, Ron Paul quotes it a lot, is that, you know, when an idea's time has come, it can't be stopped.
Oh, yeah.
And the idea's time has come that liberty is what we all need from government oppression, locally, federally, and state.
And we value the freedom. However, it's like oxygen.
Yeah.
We would value those who don't have freedom. They are the people who really realize how much valuable it is. Like,
I think we need to define freedom too. I think liberty, because liberty, freedom, you could do anything you want, and freedom's not the ideal situation because, you know, you can have the freedom to kill your neighbor, but morality plus freedom equals liberty. And I think you have to really understand that out there.
That's true.
Because without, you know, I forget who said it. I think it was John Adams said that without a moral, this was set up for a moral people, and it would be insufficient for anything but a moral people.
Absolutely.
We have to get back to that morality and get back to that liberty.
Without morality, our system will not be successful.
Yeah, it can't exist.
And absolutely. That's why.
Well, we're down to a minute, guys. Man, you had some thunder there. Yeah. I really appreciate you coming on, Doc. And, you know, I would love to have you back again. I think we are of the same mind in a lot of things.
Thank you very much for giving me the chance.
Very enjoyable. Thanks for being on the show, too, Red. I appreciate the fact that you come in. Always fun. I guess I better, you know, get my last things in here. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties.
Thank you.
Boomer Tech Radio is next at KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A former CIA official who oversaw the agency's interrogation program is blasting the Senate Intelligence Committee's report on coercive tactics.
I am just shocked that the United States of America would betray its liaison counterparts who actually stepped up to the plate to help us after 9/11.
Jose Rodriguez, head of the CIA's counterterrorism section and its clandestine service, he talks to Fox News today. Advocates of the report say it is accurate, and they say it reveals a lot of torture in the CIA program. The budget drama is over for nearly a year. President Obama expected to sign the $1.1 trillion catch-all spending bill that was given final passage in the Senate late last night. The measure was marked by disagreements from Democrats on bank regulation and from Republicans on Mr. Obama's immigration policy. An Auburn University football player has been shot to death at an apartment complex near the campus this morning.